Where to Look by Kristen Weaver. I needed comfort. Where I found it was no surprise. Where to look? Early one evening, I walked into the kitchen where my parents were, and almost instantly, I could tell that something was wrong. They had their heads bowed together in conversation. "What's wrong?" I asked, thinking it was nothing more than a leaky faucet. "Kristen, Mrs. Johnson called today," my mother began, her voice soft and gentle. Mrs. Johnson had been our friend and neighbor in Ohio before we moved. "Honey, remember when you used to babysit for the Herrera children? After we moved, the doctors discovered that Mrs. Herrera had a brain tumor that was in a place that couldn't be operated on. By the time they found it, she only had 3 months left to live. She died a little while ago." I could tell that Mom was trying to break the news gently, because she knew how much I had liked their family, especially Mrs. Herrera. I nodded my head and half ran, half stumbled out of the kitchen. Once I was safely hidden in my room, I flopped down on my bed, and the tears came. I thought of her children and how they were too young to be without a mother. I could remember nights that I babysat for them when they would pretend to be asleep, but the moment their mom walked through the door, they would jump out of bed and run to her. I crossed my arms over my chest and stared angrily up at the ceiling. It seemed so unfair that Heavenly Father would allow a mother to be taken away, especially from 4 small children who needed her so much. Finally, in search of some comfort, I picked up my scriptures and flipped through the pages until 3 verses in the Doctrine and Covenants caught my eye. "And all they who have mourned shall be comforted, and all they who have given their lives for my name shall be crowned. Therefore, let your hearts be comforted concerning Zion, for all flesh is in mine hands. Be still, and know that I am God." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 101, verses 14 through 16. It was exactly what I needed to read, and it had been there all along in my scriptures. I'd always heard that the scriptures would help me in my life, but I never really understood how until that day. Throughout my life, I know that I will have many challenges and obstacles that I must overcome, but now I will remember where to look when I am in need of comfort. End of the article, Where to Look, by Kristen Weaver.